All right, welcome to another edition of the program. You're listening to Live Free or Die Radio right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm your host. My name is Lee Rogers, and I run the alternative news website, RogueGovernment.com. It's an alternative news resource dedicated to fighting the New World Order crime syndicate. And today is February 4th, 2008. Lots of stuff to cover on today's show. In fact, we have a ton of news, as always, and we're going to get into all of it. And let's just go over some of the things that we're going to talk about on today's show. Ruptures call safety of cables into question. That's, of course, dealing with the internet cables that suddenly just stopped working in the Middle East. Let's just leave it at that. And obviously a lot of suspicious stuff going on with those internet cables. So we're going to dive headfirst into that story. So far, there's four major internet cables that have been sabotage, cut, damaged, whatever you want to call it. It's very, very suspicious. So we're going to cover that story. 10 states want carbon offset guidelines, more of the carbon credit system that they're trying to put into place. Of course, they're using global warming as an excuse. We're going to get into that. We're going to briefly talk about the Ron Paul campaign. Of course, the main caucuses were held over the weekend, and Ron Paul managed to get 33% of Maine's delegates, which is pretty big for the Ron Paul campaign. Apparently, the popular vote, he got third place, very close third place to John McCain, who got second, and Mitt Romney got first. But a very good showing by Dr. Paul in Maine. So we're going to talk about his campaign, as well as the upcoming Super Tuesday, which is tomorrow. And that is absolutely huge for the campaign. And hopefully, Ron Paul will pick up as many delegates as possible. So we'll get into all of that. We've also got some economic news. United Arab Emirates likely to revalue dollar peg currency. Big news there. We're also going to get into this Iran oil bourse. Very, very important stuff here because they're going to officially begin trading oil for euros and other currencies. Very, very important news story there. Lots of our stuff that we're going to get into. Got this news on the police state, on the surveillance society, biometric data being collected at Heathrow. What else do we have here? Ohio Supreme Court okays red light speed cameras. There's all sorts of stuff. FBI wants palm prints, biometrics, and more. They want to implement this database where they collect all of our biometric information. Here's another one that's just crazy. In the United Kingdom, they want to add fluoride to all the water. They want to poison the population of the United Kingdom, and they want to ensure that all the water is fluoridated because they claim it helps with your teeth. It helps your teeth. It prevents cavities, when in fact, fluoride was actually used by the Nazis to ensure that the Jews in the concentration camps were as docile as possible. And that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to turn the public into a bunch of brain dead zombies. So we're going to go over that story as well. We've also got lots of our stuff to get into. Too much stuff to even go over in the first segment. I mean, Bush is unveiling this $3.1 trillion spending plan. That's another one that we have to talk about. CBS says there's little e-voting accountability. I mean, we're just dealing with complete madness. The world is going completely to hell, and there's absolutely no way I'll be able to cover all of this in the first hour. Well, actually, the only hour that I do this show. Do a second hour on the TruthNet Radio Network. But anyway, we have to break. We'll be back on our side. Stay tuned right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Welcome back to the show, and let's just start getting into some of this news. Ruptures call safety of cables into question. This one's from the International Herald Tribune. Four undersea communication cables have been cut in the past week, raising questions about the safety of the oceanic network that handles the bulk of the world's internet and telephone traffic. Most telecommunications experts and cable operators say that sabotage seems unlikely, but no one knows what damaged the cables or whether the incidents were related. I disagree with the article's assessment. I think clearly this is sabotage, but let's continue. One theory that a wayward ship traveling off course because of bad weather was responsible for cutting the first two cables last week was dismissed by the Egyptian government over the weekend. No ships passed the area in the Mediterranean where the cables were located, the country's Ministry of Communications said Sunday. And then it goes on and on talking about these cable cuts. Now, when you have four undersea communication cables cut in 1 week's worth of time, and these cable cuts affect all these different countries in the Middle East, Israel doesn't get affected, Iraq doesn't get affected, two countries where the United States is heavily involved in, that raises a great deal of suspicions. And I know there's some people talking about how, oh, Iran is all cut off from the internet, and there's been a few reports about that, but those have been widely, I don't know the exact word to really describe it, but they've been kind of exaggerated. Wildly exaggerated, I guess, is the best term to describe it, because you can still access a lot of Iranian websites. I know there's one router that's down in Iran that may have been affected by these cable cuts, but there's still internet access in Iran, and access to Iran hasn't been completely gone offline. So there's a little hysteria about that, but it has affected a number of these Middle Eastern countries. It's affected some countries in Africa as well as Asia. So it's very bizarre, the timing of this, because you see these cables, four of these huge cables, these communication cables, just all of a sudden get cut. And meanwhile, there's all these geopolitical tensions. You have Iran setting up their oil bourse, which allows them to trade oil for other currencies other than the dollar, because they've been trying to get away from the dollar, and I can't blame them considering the horrendous foreign policy that we have towards their nation. So what happens is that the Iran oil bourse allows them to trade all these currencies for oil, which undermines the value of the dollar. So it's interesting. You have the Iranian oil bourse come into being around this time, and I'll get into that story in a little bit. And then you have these cables all of a sudden get cut during the same time. Very, very suspicious. Extremely suspicious. And when you consider that what other countries have done preceding war, they have ensured that communications are cut off to those countries before they go in and invade them. So I'm not saying that this is potentially a precursor to war with Iran. That's hard to say. But it does raise a number of questions, especially considering the timing of the oil bourse and these cable cuts. Because surely the cable cuts are going to create some trouble for the different nations that want to trade with Iran and utilize what they're offering with their oil bores. So personally, I believe that these cable cuts were an act of sabotage. There's no way that four major internet cables just could have randomly been cut in the matter of a week. When we haven't had a major cable cut like this that I can remember in a long time. Not one that's been widely reported, at least. Yet we have four of them in the course of a very short period of time. So I think this is a clear-cut case of sabotage. Probably elements within the military-industrial complex sabotage these cables in order to disrupt internet traffic, communications, and things of that nature as part of an effort to limit what the launch of the Iranian oil bourse is all about. Now, that's just speculation on my part, but clearly I think this is an act of sabotage. Whatever motive was involved with the cutting of the cables remains to be seen. But that's my take on it, at least. I think that the cable cuts were designed to affect the launch of the Iranian oil bourse. Now let's get on to the news with the Iranian oil bourse, because this is key. And there hasn't been a lot of people who have been talking about this, but let me just read from the story. This one's from Press TV. This is a major news organization over in Iran. And yes, I was able to get to their website, presstv.ir, an Iranian website. So internet traffic isn't officially cut off to Iran. It may have been affected by these cable cuts, but it hasn't been totally shut offline. And I just wanted to make that clear. But anyway, back to the oil bourse. Iranian oil bourse to deal blow to U.S. dollar. And let me read from it, from Press TV. The long-awaited Iranian oil bourse, a place for trading oil, petrochemicals, and gas in various non-dollar currencies, will soon open. Iran's finance minister, Davood Danish Jafari, told reporters the bourse will be inaugurated during the anniversary of the Islamic Revolution, February 1st through the 11th at the latest. And we're in that time frame right now. So, isn't it interesting? You have the cable cuts, and then you have the launch of the Iranian oil bourse happen at nearly the exact same time. So that's my take on this whole thing. But let me continue on with the article. All preparations have been made to launch the bourse. It will open during the 10-day dawn. Who said this? Jafari, he said. Okay, that's the finance minister. So that's what the finance minister said. And he goes on to say, the minister had earlier stated that the oil bourse is located on the Persian Gulf island of Kish. Some expert opinions hold inauguration of the bourse cold significantly, or the bourse could significantly devalue the greenback. I had a typo there. I got to fix that. But absolutely, what this is going to do, you have Iran with their oil bourse begin aggressively trading oil, gas, petrochemicals, and other commodities in non-dollar currencies. This is going to drop demand for the dollar. And this is key, because Saddam Hussein, before we invaded his country. He began trading oil for Europe's. And I believe that was a key reason why we went in to Iraq. It was because the establishment wasn't ready for a collapse of the dollar. And as Saddam traded euros for oil, that facilitated a dollar devaluation. And they couldn't have a substantial reduction in the dollar, a crash in the dollar. They couldn't have that. That would be bad for the establishment. So that's why we went in there. And of course, there's other reasons as well. You have imperialism, control of the oil, send the oil price higher, and all sorts of other reasons for us to go in there. But you see the same thing happening with Iran. You have Iran trading oil for other currencies. This is going to undermine the value of the dollar. And when you consider that we have had interest rate cuts, we had a 50 basis point interest rate cut last week, and the week before that, we had a 75 basis point interest rate cut, you're seeing a dramatic devaluation of the dollar. And the Iranian oil bourse, the implementation of this thing, could very well serve to put this thing over the top. And when I mean over the top, I'm talking about a severe devaluation of the dollar as this thing starts to get some steam. But it's very difficult to say what these people are thinking. I'm just speculating. All I know is that it really stinks that you have four major communication cables cut, and at the same exact time, you have the Iranian oil bourse scheduled to start trading. To start trading oil, petrochemicals, gas, and other non-dollar currencies. It just seems a little too convenient. But anyway, I'm told we have a call. Let me see here. Here we have a call. Alex. Alex, you on there? Are you in there?
Yes, Lee, can you hear me?
Yes, this is Alex Jones.
Yeah, I'm driving down the road listening to great Mike Jones, to Renegade Radio 96.3, and I enjoy your work, and I agree with you about the oil bourse and what's happening with that. Overall, though, in the aggregate, Iran, you know, moving with oil away from our currencies, minimal compared to Venezuela, and like you mentioned, the situation with the 1.25 basis point cut, or 125%, 125 point basis cut. I mean, that means they want to drive the dollar down. So the big global corporations can come in and buy the nation up even cheaper. But I wanted to just tell you that I've only dealt with this because I've got so many websites, and you've got websites. You probably dealt with it too. We have PrisonPlanet.eu. We have Prison Planet, you know, different places in the world. And we have DNS going back to PrisonPlanet.com. And we've had PrisonPlanet.com go down, but people can still get to it because they're going to the EU server. And what Iran did, the Iranian people basically can't get out now, and they can't communicate within the region. But the big government websites and Ahmadinejad's own personal blog and government blogs can get out because they're on server farms or content distribution network systems with multiple DNS and multiple, sometimes, in some cases, hundreds of servers per site spread out across the world. And so basically Egypt and Iran and other areas of Central Asia going east out of Persia are completely cut off. Unless they've, you know, got governmental, super expensive, separate lines and satellite connections to the internet. So the average person in Iran and Egypt and many other areas is completely cut off.
Well, that's interesting you mention that because, yeah, I was able to get to Ahmadinejad's blog, PressTV.ir. I was able to get to a number of the sites. But I saw there was one site. Was it Internet Traffic something? I forget the site. But they were actually saying that there was, like, this one key router that was down. And that was affecting some of the internet traffic going back and forth.
Yeah, well,
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625. Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
All right, welcome back to the show. You're tuning into Live Free Die Radio right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And we got cut off on the break. Didn't hear the music in my headphone. But we have Alex Jones on the line. We're talking about the Iranian oil bourse. And I don't know, Alex. I mean, pretty much I'm looking at this whole thing. And, you know, I just see the Iranian oil bourse. And I see these internet cable cuts, these communication cables be cut, four of them. And the whole thing just seemed so incredibly suspicious, the timing of it. Now, I don't know if this is something to do with the fact that it might be a precursor for war with Iran or just in retaliation to the oil bourse, but the whole thing just seems incredibly suspicious.
Well, I agree with you. You know, I was just like you last Friday when I noticed it Thursday, but they'd only cut two then it was four. So I said, oh, my God, this is incredible. So I couldn't remember the last time I heard about a cable being cut. It's usually a big deal when it happens. And of course, there's hundreds of cables just in that area alone. And these were the four key cables. And so I went and looked up the last time it had happened. It was like a year ago. And to have four at the same time, that's just astronomical. But, Lee, enjoy what you're doing. Enjoy the website. And I'm going to let you go. Hey, did you hear about Willie Nelson going public on 9/11 being an inside job?
Yeah, I heard about that. That was pretty interesting. I didn't get a chance to listen to the interview, but I'm probably going to listen to the archives and check it out. But
he was just huge in the Midwest and all over the country. He's a global icon. He talked about basically the New World Order takeover. Talked about the Bilderberg Group. It is a really, really big deal. And so I'm just I hope everybody gets that information out to everybody, and I hope that your site, Rogue Government, does a story on it because it was up on Drudge. And they pulled it down after an hour. Same thing happened with the Charlie Sheen thing, and that's not their normal paradigm. They normally leave stuff up 6, 8, 10 hours. So they're definitely trying to clamp down because Willie Nelson is so loved that that this is really going to blow up in their face. The fact that he came out and did this, and hell, he contacted me, man. He wanted to come on the show. He'd been awake to this for a long time, and it just totally blew me away. So I I mean, it's certainly more to come, but if we don't expose government-sponsored terror, as you know, they're going to be able to take this whole society and system over. Listen, great talking to you. Take care, my friend.
All right, thanks for the call, Alex. I appreciate it. Yeah, that was Alex Jones, and of course, you know, I don't think I need to explain who Alex Jones is, and I appreciate him calling in. But, yeah, you know, it's really huge when you have these different celebrities come out for 9/11 Truth and all our stuff because, you know, it gives it more exposure, it gives it more visibility, and that's really huge. Because when Charlie Sheen initially went public on 9/11, that created a huge explosion in 9/11 Truth and awareness of what was actually going on with 9/11. So that's obviously very big. And yes, we are going to definitely pick up that story because it's absolutely huge when celebrities come forward and expose this and start talking about the New World Order. Because the more, I mean, it's kind of sad that we live in a society like this in which you have celebrities, in which people pay more attention to the Britney Spears, the Lindsay Lohans, and celebrities of that nature. But whenever a celebrity has the courage to come forth and say, look, there's something seriously wrong here with 9/11, there's something wrong here with the government, people actually pay attention and it generates news. So it's very, very big that Willie Nelson came out and for 9/11 Truth. So definitely a very big development there. Let me see. We have a few of our calls holding. Let's go to Chad in Alaska. Chad, you're on the air.
Hi. I'm calling to find out what happened to one of your fellow TNR and RBN radio hosts, Rob Bishop. He's just disappeared from all the web pages, and his show's gone, and I can't find out anything if it's temporary or what happened to him.
Well, I'm not 100% sure what happened to Rob. I know he was, I can't really speak for him, but I think he quit the show voluntarily. I'm not exactly sure why. I think he had some other stuff going on personally. But beyond that, I can't really 100% say why he left.
Okay, thanks.
Sure, no problem. Yeah, Rob, he used to do a show here on RBN, and I'm not 100% sure why he stopped doing the show. I just know that he had a lot of stuff going on personally, and he just made the decision not to continue the program. So I'll just leave it at that, and maybe sometime when Rob reappears, he can provide some insight as to why he's no longer doing a show. But anyway, let me see. We have like a minute left before the break. Let me just go into some of these different news stories here. Let me see if, what's the next one I wanted to get into? I literally have so much news. You have to understand my frustration. Every day I get on air and I look at all this stuff. I mean, we got all this police state news. We got all this Big Brother news. I mean, we have all this economic news. I mean, the whole world is basically just falling apart around me, it feels like. I never have enough time to adequately cover all this information. So let me see here. Well, let me just comment real quickly on the Iranian oil bourse and the cable ruptures real quick before the break. Let me just finish commenting on that. Pretty much what we have here is that you have these suspicious cable cuts, four of them, and you have the Iranian oil bourse come into being from February 1st to February 11th. That's when they're implementing this oil bourse. That's going to trade oil for other currencies besides dollars. So it's very bizarre that you have these cable cuts at the exact same time that this is taking place. And I firmly believe that this was meant to disrupt the bourse. Because you've seen everything, as I was saying before, with Iraq, how you have Saddam Hussein trying to trade euros for oil and things of that nature. You know, so the same thing is unfolding, and it's the same thing all over again. And that's why I believe that these cables were sabotaged. But anyway, I think we're up against a break. Yeah, I'm just having a hard time hearing this music. We'll be back on our side. We're going to dive into all this news. Stay tuned right here on RBN.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny "Did you rob BillGates.com" ads. So let's get serious for a moment. Did you rob BillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? Did you rob BillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want? What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. Did you rob BillGates.com can show you how? Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
All right, welcome back to the show. Man, I just feel a little discombobulated here. My goodness. Wow. All right. I think I'm getting it back together. Just been a crazy set of circumstances here. I'm dealing with a lot of background noise, all sorts of weird stuff going on here. But let me just get right into this news, because there is so much stuff to cover, and let me just jump right into it. I know we got a few calls holding, but I got so much news, I have to just dive right into it. So we talked about the oil bourse news, obviously very huge stuff there. I'm going to be doing an article on this on my website, so be sure to check that out. I'm going to get into the oil bourse situation much, much more in depth. So roguegovernment.com, check it out later tonight. But let's go on into these other stories. Paul to win 33% of Maine's delegates. This one's pretty interesting. As you know, the Maine caucuses were this past weekend, and Ron Paul actually, from what it seems like, he came away with 33% of Maine's delegates. This comes from a press release from the Ron Paul campaign, and reads as follows. While most reports about this past weekend's Maine caucus focused on a purely symbolic presidential preference poll, in the meaningful race to secure delegates to the state convention, Ron Paul was primed to finish second with likely 35% of the total delegates. So roughly 33%, 35% of the total delegates. And that's huge. That's absolutely huge. And the better Ron Paul does in all these different states, the more momentum that he's going to pick up with the freedom message. And that's really all that's important, even if he doesn't win the Republican nomination. Okay? And you see in states like Maine where he's picking up delegates. I think he's going to do very well in Alaska. It looks like he's going to do well in Washington State, Minnesota, Colorado. There's a number of states that Ron Paul could do very well in. So this is very key for the message of freedom. And it really doesn't matter if Ron Paul necessarily wins the Republican nomination. Just as long as he continues preaching the message of the Constitution, preaching the message of freedom, and just moving forward with this whole movement that is just beginning. Because I think the Ron Paul presidential campaign marks the beginning of the overall freedom movement. I think that's what's important. So let's see what happens. But this was obviously a very good weekend for the Ron Paul campaign, picking up roughly one-third of Maine's delegates. So very good news there. And come Super Tuesday tomorrow, I think he's going to pick up a number of other delegates and continue to push this message of freedom further and more. So we'll just have to see how this whole thing goes. But it definitely looks very encouraging for the Ron Paul campaign. And, of course, tomorrow we're going to cover Super Tuesday in great detail. Okay, we're going to cover all the results. And, you know, there's going to be vote fraud. Clearly, the establishment wants John McCain to be the Republican nominee so he can be the loser to Hillary Clinton. It's pretty obvious. But the more success Ron Paul has, the more likely we may see an independent run by Ron Paul. I think that'd be huge. Because it's all about the message of freedom at this point. And I think Ron Paul understands that. So it is likely that we will see an independent run. But, of course, you know, that remains to be seen. But I'm definitely hopeful. I'm definitely hopeful, and I think he will run independently. But we'll see what happens. So, massive Super Tuesday coverage tomorrow. Let's go on to some other news. Security inadequate at U.S. monuments. This is an Associated Press article. They're saying that security is completely inadequate at U.S. monuments, which is completely ridiculous. They're more concerned about U.S. monuments than they are our own border. This doesn't make any sense. It makes absolutely no sense. But, of course, it's just designed to put more fear and hysteria into the general public. That's all this is designed to do, saying that security is inadequate at U.S. monuments. And not only that, but it gives them the excuse to try out some more guys running around Darth Vader outfits to protect us, all for our safety. When, in fact, the best way to provide security for people is to give them the ability to defend themselves. And that means protecting the Second Amendment and ensuring that people have the right to bear arms. Because it doesn't matter how many guys in Darth Vader outfits you have with submachine guns running around, there is no way that they can adequately protect everybody at any given time. So therefore, you need to strengthen the Second Amendment. Let's go on to another news story. UAE likely to revalue dollar peg currency. And let me just open this one up. This one's from Middle East Online. The United Arab Emirates is likely to revalue its currency against the dollar in a bid to bring down inflation and meet criteria for a single Gulf currency, an industry report said on Monday. It is most likely that the UAE Central Bank will revalue the dirham against the U.S. dollar in line with other GCC currencies, the Dubai Chamber of Commerce and Industry said. So they're going to revalue the currency. And you know what you're seeing here, largely in the Middle East, is you're seeing them further and further move away from the dollar. And this is going to continue. Okay? They're going to move further and further away from the dollar because the dollar is being devalued. It's being devalued intentionally. And they're going to continue to devalue the dollar. So you're seeing more and more of a push away from the dollar. And there's some talk about a monetary union, a Gulf monetary union, which they're trying to move to. So it's very, very interesting. You're seeing all sorts of consolidation. You're seeing a move away from the dollar by many countries. And this is all being done by design, folks. And it's going to continue. Okay? So if you don't buy gold, you don't buy silver at this point in time, you're completely insane. The dollar is going to go lower. It's already in uncharted territories at all-time lows against all sorts of currencies. So gold and silver, if you don't own some, you're crazy. All right, let's go on to Another news story. Let me see here. Actually, let's get into some of this biometric news and some of this Big Brother news. Biometric data collected at Heathrow. This one's from Newsday.com. Heathrow Airport introduced a new security system for some of its passengers Friday, requiring them to undergo iris scans and be fingerprinted before boarding their flights. The biometric data will be taken at Heathrow's Terminal 1, which has separate domestic and international lounges. Oh, yeah, so they're going to be requiring passengers to undergo iris scans, and they're going to require them being fingerprinted. Simply unbelievable. And this ties into another story. FBI wants palm prints, biometrics, and more. This one's from CNN. The FBI is gearing up to create a massive computer database of people's physical characteristics, all part of an effort, the Bureau says, to better identify criminals and terrorists. Now, all this is designed not to catch terrorists. Okay? This is designed to put people into a control system. And they're doing this on a worldwide scale. And that's why the FBI wants all this biometric data. That's why you're seeing people go through Heathrow Airport and they're having biometric data being collected from them. It's all being done by design. It's part of the technological control grid. And every day I see numerous news stories talking about how they are collecting biometric data from people, or they're setting up some sort of technological device that will be used to spy on people or to enslave people to this control grid system. And these are just two more examples of just that. Again, check out my website and read the news articles for yourself. I just wish I had more time to cover this, but we have to move on and cover additional news stories. Let's talk about these speed cameras. UK, angry citizens torch speed cameras. This one's from the Chichester Observer. Two speed cameras were set on fire in the small hours of February 3rd morning. Firefighters report. A Horsham fire crew was called to the A281 lower beating camera at 1:21 a.m. And basically what happened here, if you read on the article, a couple of angry citizens, well, I don't know if it was a couple, but you had some people who basically destroyed these speed cameras. And there's a number of people over in France, in the United Kingdom, they're getting upset at the enslavement grid, and they're fighting back, and they're destroying this equipment, this technology that is being used to spy on them and enslave them. And I can't blame these people, because I do exactly the same thing. If somebody set up a red light camera or speed camera in my neighborhood, I would do the exact same thing to that equipment. Because this stuff is being funded by the taxpayers. So therefore, these items that are being paid for by the taxpayers, I think it's the taxpayers' right to get rid of them if they don't like what they're doing. So I think that's a very good piece of news there, that people are getting angry and they're fighting back against the system. And that's really what we need to start have happening. And we need more and more people start, I mean, I'm not saying go out there and just destroy or vandalize stuff, but I mean, there gets to be a point where you have to take matters into your own hands. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. Another story here, Ohio Supreme Court red light cameras okay. That's the Ohio Supreme Court. This one's from WHIO-TV. And basically, the Ohio State Supreme Court said that red light cameras are okay. They're perfectly constitutional. I would disagree with that because, first of all, these red light cameras are a safety hazard. Okay, it has nothing to do with safety, but they claim that's for safety. Plus, if you have these red light cameras, it's almost like you have this fishing expedition. Like you're looking for people doing something wrong. And that's why I strongly oppose these red light cameras. And the fact that you have a Supreme Court saying that these things are okay is just completely insane. So again, that article is also up on my website. Check it out if you'd like to read the whole thing. Man, we got so much other news. I'm just frustrated because I just wish I had more time to cover this. Let's cover this one. Fluoride to be added to all water in the United Kingdom. And this is not a joke from the UK Daily Mail. A move toward adding fluoride to tap water in millions more homes is expected to be announced by the government. Alan Johnson will tell MPs that fluoridation is an effective and relatively easy way to protect children's teeth. But critics accuse the health secretary of nanny state interference and of jeopardizing the nation's health. Now, here's the problem with this water fluoridation. Okay, this stuff was used in the concentration camps by the Nazis on the Jews to ensure that they were docile to ensure that they wouldn't fight back against the guards. They used this chemical to ensure that people remained in control. Okay? They used it to ensure that the people who were in power could maintain control over the people in the concentration camps. And that's one of the reasons why we see fluoride being put into the water supply all over the United States. This is a dangerous chemical. But they sell it like, oh, it's a great way to protect your teeth, and we're putting in the water supply to protect you and to make sure you don't have cavities. Well, it's a joke, because there was a report from the, I think it was a Scientific American, okay? It was on Reuters. I think it was a Scientific American. I have to dig it up. I covered it last week. And the article said that fluoride causes all sorts of health problems. Causes problems with the brain. Causes problems with fluorosis. Doesn't even really protect your teeth. Causes problems with bones. I mean, all sorts of stuff. All sorts of health problems result from the ingestion of fluoride. Or being overdosed with fluoride. It's a way to poison people. So when I see an article like this, when the United Kingdom is openly saying that, oh, we're going to add more fluoride to the water, that's a huge, huge problem. But they're openly doing it. They're openly doing this, and nobody is the wiser. People just buy it, and they say, oh, this is a good thing. This is going to protect our teeth. This is good for dental health. When it has nothing to do with that, it has everything to do with making the public docile, dumbed down, so they're more easier to manage. And that's really what it boils down to. What else do we have here? Massachusetts healthcare plan, double plan cost. This was from the Boston Globe. It says here, the subsidized insurance program at the heart of the state's healthcare initiative is expected to roughly double in size and expense over the next 3 years, an unexpected level of growth that could cost state taxpayers hundreds of millions of dollars or force the state to scale back its ambitions. State projections obtained by the Globe show the program reaching 342,000 people and $1.35 billion in annual expenses by June 2011. Those figures would far outstrip the original plans for the Commonwealth Care Program, largely because state officials underestimated the number of uninsured residents. Now, this whole business with the government saying they have to take health care, it's just ridiculous to begin with. But now we're seeing this plan that Romney championed in Massachusetts, and they're saying that the healthcare plan is now going to double the cost. It is going to be double the planned cost. Well, isn't that interesting? And that's always what happens with government. Government budgets for a certain amount of money, and it always costs more because they have these unexpected expenses, and it just ends up looting the taxpayer. And this ties in with another article, the Hillary Care article, and this is unbelievable. Clinton health plan might mean garnishing pay, from the Associated Press. Democrat Hillary Rodham Clinton said Sunday she might be willing to garnish the wages of workers who refuse to buy health insurance to achieve coverage for all Americans. Well, what if I don't want health care? Maybe I don't want health care. Maybe I'm a healthy person. I don't want health care. So Hillary Clinton is going to take more money from my paycheck, all so she can say that everybody's insured? I mean, what sort of crap is this? This is absolute garbage. And it's nonsense. The fact of the matter is, if they didn't take away all my money, I'd be able to pay for health insurance just fine. But in order to say, oh, well, we've got everybody insured, we may garnish your pay. So it would be like the Social Security tax. The same type of deal. You pay into the system, but you get almost nothing back. And if you don't know how bad this universal healthcare system would be, I strongly encourage you to take a look at what healthcare is like in the military. Look at the VA system. The thing is falling apart. The healthcare in the military sucks. You know why I say that? It's because I experienced it. Because I was in the military for a short period of time. I know how poor it is. And you're going to get the same crappy treatment, the same crummy healthcare, if you have government-run healthcare. That's why it's a bad idea. And my goodness, I could spend like an hour just talking about those two stories alone. It's completely insane. But the bottom line is, any sort of universal healthcare program is bad, bad news. Let me see what else we have here for news. CBS says little e-voting accountability. This was an article from RawStory.com. It is a summation of a story that CBS covered on their evening news broadcast. Reads as follows. Democratic House Representative Rush D. Holt Jr. from New Jersey talks to CBS about the lack of accountability put on electronic voting machines whose results are impossible to verify. As California, Colorado, and Florida join Ohio in plans already in place to ban touchscreen voting machines, Representative Holt proposes appropriating $500 million to states that wish to convert either to paper ballots or electronic machines that also leave a paper trail. While it is too late for such a change to take place for Super Tuesday's vote, Holt would like for such an option to be available in time for the final presidential vote this November. Now, clearly, we need to go back to paper ballots. All right, these electronic voting machines are a fraud. But we're about to break. Last segment coming up here. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Perculite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Perculite, with its exclusive black Perky filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Perculite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Perculite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
All right, last segment on the show. And I'm just frustrated because today there's just so much news out there and I just can't cover it all. Just check out my website, RealGovernment.com. Basically, the whole world is just going completely to hell. I mean, I don't even know how else to explain it. Just check out all these news stories and you'll see that we're facing this technological control grid. The economy's falling apart and things aren't looking good. I mean, they're trying to poison the British population with fluoride right now. Oh, it has to be added in all the water. It's just unbelievable what these people are doing. But we have a phone call. I think Mo has been patiently holding. So let's go to Mo. Mo Morgan, you're on the air.
Yes, thank you very much for taking my call indeed. You know what happened? Globalists, they brought Khomeini in 1979, this bastard, the black shaitan of Iran, to the with Air France. I mean, if I want to go to France, I have to pay $900 ticket. But they brought him free to Iran, and then they, this is now what happens as a result of this bastard Khomeini came to Iran and took over the country. 27 years of martial law in Iran, 27 years of the FEMA camps in Iran. I mean, Iranians are dying every day, every day. I mean, Iranians are becoming like a third world country. And as a result, I mean, this cables that is cut down is prelude to a World War III. And exactly, I agree with you. And Ahmadinejad himself is a member of the Illuminati. And he's also, you know, the rest of the gang we have over here, they are all part of the Illuminati. And you know, World War III just is very soon, because Iranian has a big exercise called Iran Unity 86, February, about 3 weeks, so within 2 weeks or 3 weeks. So in the same area that the incident happened, and it's very dangerous. So with this cable cut, with all this thing issue, there's going something, I think, very big chance, 60% chance of something will happen within a month.
Well, it definitely seems very suspicious. I mean, you have all this stuff going on. You have Ahmadinejad calling for a one-world government. He was calling for that a few weeks ago. You, of course, have the Iranian oil bourse taking foothold and these cable cuts. I'm in agreement with you. Something big may be happening. I just don't know what, whether there's an invasion or what have you. But, you know, it is very suspicious you have these cable cuts, because you would think in a precursor for war, you'd cut off the communications to Iran if you're going to invade them.
Because then their computer is not working, and then once they have a problem with the computers, then they cannot do anything. I mean, all their communications is down, going down. I mean, unless they have a walkie-talkie, which I don't. I mean, it's not going to be more than 5 mile radius. So then they're going to be screwed one way to another. So and another thing is that very important, that the Iran regime must be changed, and Ayatollahs are a bunch of the criminals, and Iran Iranian people are 90% are against the Ayatollahs. The 10% are the supporters of this bastard Ahmadinejad and the rest of the gangs in Iran.
All right, Mo, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Lots of good points. We're just out of time. We have like about 30 seconds left in the show, but thank you for the call.
Thank you very much.
And yeah, I mean, yeah, thank you. I don't know. I mean, everything's just accelerating, you know, faster and faster. You see these cable cuts. You see the Iranian oil bourse. You see everything that's going on, the police state, the technological control grid. I mean, everything is just picking up steam. All right, and I don't know where this is going to end, but things just don't look good, okay? And I'm just saying this just from all the news and all the information that I continue to see on a regular basis. It's not looking good at all. But anyway, check out my website, roguegarment.com. Lots of news and information, lots of stuff I didn't even get the chance to cover. Just check it out. And we'll be back tomorrow. We'll do this again. Take it easy.